And we're talking with Bob Jackman from La Valley Middleton Building Supply. And right now, the weather's starting to change a little bit. Mother Nature's not making her mind up whether it's going to be hot or cold, but it's just a matter of time before she's going to go all the way to full cold. And that's when we got some interesting things happening around the house. Isn't that true, Bob?
Well, that's absolutely right. And no matter what you think or believe about global warming and climate change, number one, climate change is a constant. The Earth has never stood still. It is either getting warmer or getting colder. And either way, in New England, we are going to have some very, very cold times and some warmer times. And you're right, it does make for some very interesting conditions in your home. And the one I'm going to use as an example is what's called a rafter snapper. Now, that anybody who grew up in Michigan in the Upper Peninsula, they know exactly what it is. You'll be sitting there. It'll be a very cold night. Chances are the stars will be out. And all of a sudden, you will hear this explosion, just a big snap. It is the sudden release of stored energy of a wood member of some part of your home, and it's caused by the cold. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have a problem. It just means that it's cold.
Yeah. Now,
decks are famous for this. You'll hear a board snap as it tries to shrink more in one area than another. And, of course, if it's the better it's fastened down, the less chance you have of it snapping. But if it's fastened down normally, then you may get those rafter snappers, as they're called. Now, roof rafters, typically what happens is the roof rafter, the upper rafter, is in an uninsulated area. In other words, it's as cold pretty much as the outside. And the bottom cord, that floor, that joist, ceiling joist, or if it's a truss, the bottom cord of that truss is typically covered in insulation. So that is not going to tend to move as much as the top ones as they start to shrink up. And that's where you get that noise. And it'll scare the heck out of you the first time you hear it. But again, the upper peninsula of Michigan, these are the guys that came up with it. And they say that if you're getting noises like this in your house, the house is settling or getting comfortable. Most often they dissipate after a full heating season. If you've just got a new home, you've got a good chance of having it happen. And a lot of the real older homes, the uninsulated homes, it can happen. But they use that as a warning or an opening saying, okay, we better be ready for some serious cold. So the next thing that we come into is a thing called truss uplift. If your house has trusses, again, remember that the bottom cord of that truss is in an insulated area and the rest of the cords are not. So on occasion, we have seen trusses lift at the edges, right at the outside wall of a house, or where most people will notice it first is where the ceiling and the wall meet in a stairway.
Right against the outside wall, yeah.
Yeah, even on the inside walls, you take a two-story colonial and you've got a set of stairs, and typically the above the stairs is just a flat ceiling. It doesn't angle down unless you've tried to utilize the space on the other side of it, which is a good thing. But if you see a crack where the wall and the ceiling meet there, and it's only there in the winter, that is truss uplift. If you see it, it is more than likely not a problem at all. Just understand what it is. So that being said, we've thrown up some hints for winter's extremely cold times and how we can make sure our homes are protected. Number one, increase the airflow in areas that have been frozen in the past. Again, think back to what your grandparents did. They would open the doors on the kitchen sink cabinet simply to let warmer air get into the plumbing, because that kitchen sink is almost always on an outside wall, and that freezes. If you've ever had freezing before in your house, a pipe freeze, then you know that that's an area you got to pay attention to. Sometimes you'll even need to put a small fan in there. And then that sounds counterproductive because you're moving air around. But what you're doing is bringing warm air into a cold area. And that's a temporary heat source, even as simple as a light. Just put a light in there and turn it on. Let the heat from the bulb do some work for you. Now, a caveat here, if you've got old incandescent bulbs, this works beautiful. If you have the new fluorescent or anything other than the old incandescent, it doesn't do you much good at all. So at that point, you go to a heat tape or a small portable heater. I don't like the small portable heaters running all the time. I do like the idea of leaving cabinet doors open. The cabinets that contain plumbing on an exterior wall. Turn your heat up a few degrees. Override your programmable thermostats for those real cold nights. Just leave it at, you know, in my house, we have it set for 68 during the day and 60 during the night. But if it's going to be 20 below zero, we'll leave at least the main zone of the house set for 68. Override that thermostat. Inspect areas that ice up. I'm not talking condensation. I'm talking ice. We were having a conversation yesterday about exterior doors, Therma-Tru doors specifically. They have these two little pads that go in the bottom corners of the door against the jamb. And if you do not put those in, if the contractor didn't put them in, or if they've been ripped out for some reason, then you'll get airflow down in those corners. And on a real cold night, you will notice frost, just completely frozen frost on the bottom corners of the doors. If you see that, then you know that's something you got to address. That's just a small problem, not a big thing. And I'm not talking about condensation on a window. I'm talking about actual ice. If you get ice on window glass, don't go crazy. It's the wrong time of the year to start doing major renovations, but maybe adjust the door or the window, put a blanket by it. A lot of people wind up with putting a draft snake on their cellar doors. Just something to keep the cold air where it should be and the warm air where it should be. If you smell, it's kind of hard to describe, but you'll know it when you smell it. Check your roof vent. Check your dryer vents, kitchen vents. You got to remember that in times when we get a lot of snow, your roof vent, that's every septic system and every even houses that are hooked to public sewers, have to have vents. And that vent goes out through the roof. If you get a lot of snow, that vent can get covered. If that happens, you will get a smell in the house. If you get a smell in the house, check all your vents outside. And typically that happens in the winter when it's very, very cold and we get a lot of snow. When the weather is doing what it's done in the last couple of weeks, getting warm and then cold and warm and then cold, we don't typically have that problem. But if it stays cold for a while, you will get it. All right, let's assume none of this worked. Let's assume you got frozen pipes. What do? You have two basic choices. Number one, always turn off the water supply immediately to the area with the leak. Always. Number two, you either call a plumber, or if you're a DIY guy, carry a fire extinguisher, number one, and you warm up the area in question with a hot air device. And by that, I mean a hair dryer, a heat gun, a radio talk show host, anything like that. Don't use a device with an open flame. You know, I've seen so many houses where people say, yeah, the pipe froze. You can see where it froze because when I was heating it with a torch, I burned the wood behind it. Oh, my God. You know, just you got to think about that. You got to heat that area up. You don't necessarily heat the pipe. You want it to melt slowly in there instead of just popping loose. And if you're not well-versed in how to do this, shut the water off to the entire house if you have to. Get on the phone to a plumber. Because that's the best way, as we always say, please stay safe out there.
Absolutely, Bob.
All righty.